As a web designer or developer who is running their own web business, do you find yourself struggling to find clients, undercharging for your services, confused over your process and more? Trust me, I've been there, and if you found yourself nodding along to any of these, then this is the podcast for you. If we haven't met before, welcome friend, my name is Ben Bellamy and I'm your new favorite website biz expert. I spend my days running my own successful international web design business, following my dreams and running the business that I love. If you are an ambitious web designer or developer running their own web biz, I'll be delving deep in my years of experience and teaching you all about how to get dream clients, streamline your process, and grow your revenue to 5K months and beyond. So grab that cup of tea and get comfy. It's time to listen to the Grow Your Web Biz podcast. Did you know that the conversations you have with your client before you actually start the work can really determine whether the project is going to be a success or a nightmare? In all the years that I've been managing clients, building websites for clients, I have had very different variations of the conversations that I have with them and the questions that I ask them at different stages. And over time, I have refined that into a pretty much standard form that I always ask. I'm always asking the same questions. And by knowing that information, it means that I can turn the project into a success. But I didn't always have this. And this is just learning that I picked up. Every time I would have a conversation with a client, if they asked me a specific question or there was something at the end of the project that thought, oh, I really would, if I'd asked that at the beginning, I would have saved so much time. And so I've just built this over time. But I didn't always have that. And so today's episode, I'm going to be talking you through exactly all of the questions that I ask my clients on the discovery call stage and the reason why I ask them. And in the design discovery phase, where we talk all about the client's brand and more of the design element stuff. So firstly, when you have a client who has booked a discovery call with you or you've hopped on the phone with them, I always think the first thing that you have to ask them is, tell me a little bit about your business, including what you do and what you sell. Now, I will always ask this question, even if I know the person or the business, or maybe we've been following on social media on each other for a time, or, you know, we have chatted, I still ask the question because it's very easy for us to presume and perceive a certain thing that actually might not be the case. And so we really have to kind of be very clear here. So I always ask that question, and it's always important to ask what they do and actually what they sell, because here's where they will start to tell you, maybe they were doing something previously that you've seen on social media, on their current website, but actually they're moving in a different direction. So I always start with that question, and I always want to know about their business. I then always ask them, how would they describe their dream clients or customers? So firstly, this is important for me to know that they understand this, because if the client doesn't know the answer to this question, very much what might happen is you do all the work for a site and potentially halfway through they go, actually, my target market's changed, my dream client's changed, I need it to look like this, I need it to look like that. And so really, I only typically work with people who understand this question fully, because when you work with someone who knows who their dream customer is, the process is just so much easier. There's so little room for chopping and changing. And also, it's important for us to know as the designers, because we need to know who we're designing for, because we're not designing necessarily for the client, but it's for the target and the dream client. It needs to appeal to them, not necessarily appealing to the business owner, which sometimes business owners do find difficult to get behind. I do believe in my brand discovery questions, we go more into depth about the dream clients. But I suppose actually I should have said, the purpose of this first set of questions on the discovery call is that I'm just getting a feel. I'm kind of gleaning enough information that allows me to make sure I've ticked all my boxes, that they're the right type of client for me, and they've got enough information to go ahead and to actually quote them. Because if I don't have enough information, how can I put a proposal together? So I then asked them, tell me a little bit about the amazing things that make your business special and unique, because I want to hear what makes them different, what sets them apart from everyone else. I always then ask this question. I love this question. And I've kind of changed up over the years. And the question is, when lockdown is over and we're meeting up to drink cocktails to celebrate the success of your website, what exactly does that success look like to you? Now, you can change. I change this question up all the time because obviously at the beginning it says when lockdown is over, and that's appropriate sort of for the moment in the UK. And that could mean I could maybe change that to when we are meeting up on a beach for a breakaway or something like that. You know, the point in this question is you want to make it fun. And when I say like we're meeting up to drink cocktails, I'd maybe change that cocktails up to maybe like champagne or wine or like maybe dinner or whatever it might be, whatever it's appropriate, whatever's fun, because it's just a really fun question. But the importance is that we need to know what success looks like to the client, because that's what we need to be aiming for. Because if we don't hit that mark, they're not going to feel like the project is a success. And so how are we going to meet their, you know, not even meet their expectations, but exceed their expectations? So that's really important. I also ask them what their business goals are for the next 12 months and how they see their website playing a part in that. Again, this is really important because if they are planning further ahead, we need to know what their goals are, what they think, what they're feeling, what they want to do, how they want to take their business. And it's just good for us to know this because we don't want to design or create something that's for the business now, the business in the past. We really want to be creating it and setting it up for the future. Then I'm at this point, I'm now talking about their new website that they want. So I will always ask them at this stage, do you have any idea of how many pages your website needs? And this just gives me a basic idea of how I'm, you know, what I'm going to quote them for. Because if they say 5 pages, it's obviously going to be one price. But if they tell me 50 pages, it's a completely different ballpark. So it's really important to know that. And obviously that can change. So I never hold my clients directly to it. And I always put in my contract, my proposal, you know, they're not limited to changing this. If they want to add more extra pages, they can do, and it's quotable and it's chargeable. So I always kind of clarify that because you don't ever want to get stuck in having to create, you know, X amount of extra pages and then not be getting paid for it. I then ask, do you have any special functions or features that the site needs? So like an online store, a membership, digital products, basically any, in terms of my consideration, any real technical or extensive add-on that is going to require extra work and therefore is going to be extra, you know, quotable time and money on top. I then ask, do they have any core content they need to migrate over? Now, this question won't apply to all businesses, but for the most part, the businesses that I work with, they have some kind of core content, whether it's a blog, a podcast, or maybe a YouTube series. So it's always good to ask. And even it's more common, I would say, for most businesses to have a blog on their website. And what you don't want to do is get stuck with having maybe 100 blog posts or 1,000 blog posts that you've got to export over and import and set up. And it could just be extra work. So I always ask this question. Again, it's always to, I'm just covering all my bases. I'm making sure that I'm not going to get caught out at a later stage. I also then ask, do they have a separate platform we need to integrate with, such as Lead Pages, Kajabi, or Podia? And that basically just gives me an idea of what we need to connect to, whether it's physically just, you know, whatever the button might be, the call to action, and then it loads up a separate page in Kajabi or something like that. It's just good to know what where we're kind of going to and what they work with. And then I also ask, have you seen at this stage any other websites you like the look of and you would want us to take inspiration from? So this is really good because we want to know in their mind what they like the look of. Now, I don't want to go too in depth at this point about the specifics about the color and the branding, because it's just an overview. Remember, this client might not actually convert after we've quoted them. So we don't want to do the whole brand thing if they're not going to, you know, go ahead. So, but this is good to get an understanding early on. Now, I will say when I ask this question, most of the time the clients don't necessarily have an answer. They kind of struggle to answer it. And so I always like re-ask this question in the next call when they have more of a better idea, but it's still good to ask at this stage. I also ask, do you have any specific branding, specifically your fonts and colors? And that is as far as the question goes. I just want to know, do they have the specific branding? I don't need to know. I don't need to know the colors. I don't need to know the fonts right now. I don't need to know all the specifics. I just need to know, do they have it in place? Because if they don't, this is a really good opportunity to maybe upsell. If you offer branding as part of your services, this could be a really nice extra to add on. And then we want to talk about the project specifics. So I always say, thinking ahead, do you have your website copy and imagery ready to go? Or is that something you need to work on? Because I need to know if they're going to say to me, yeah, everything's ready, we're good to go. Awesome, we can schedule it in. If they haven't got it ready, this then gets some thinking. And this is at that point that I would explain that we do agree a deadline for content. And so when do you feel like you would be able to get that done? I also then ask them, do they have an actual deadline for their new website? And then depending on the client and how the conversation goes, I will ask them if they have a budget. Now, some people say it's really good to ask if they have a budget or a price range on the call. Some people say it's not good and it's better to wow them in the proposal and kind of all you get to the end of the phone call and you've kind of convinced them into buying. However, I kind of take it, it really does depend on the client. So what you don't want to do ultimately is waste your time going away now, creating a quote or a proposal and spending the time doing that if they can't afford you. But there have been some instances where I know I have wowed people with a proposal and they've come back to me and said, okay, you know, that was amazing. The call was amazing. The proposal looks so good. Your price was out of my budget, but I really want it. So I'm going to go ahead. So you kind of have to take a view. And I think this is a personal preference of how you want to manage this. But ultimately, you don't want to waste your time. So it is always good to talk about budget over the phone if you can. Do you find yourself struggling to get clients for your web design business? Are you unsure where exactly to go and find them? This is why I created my free guide, 7 Easy Strategies to Get More Clients. In this guide are ways that I have generated clients for my own international web design business, and I've personally used each of these methods to grow my business into a success. This free guide includes 7 ways to get more clients, a clear action for you to take and a tip for each of the ways, and a checklist to help you work through each one. Head over to benbellamy.co.uk/moreclients to grab your free copy today. The link is also in the show notes. Now, back to today's episode. I then go ahead and talk about my process. So I'll go into details about how the project works, the steps, the stages of the deposit, and just to give them an idea of what they can expect. And then in the end, I ask them, do they have any questions for me? And to be fair, at this point, typically, it's very rare there will be any questions, maybe 1 or 2. But again, it's good to ask if they have any questions because you can clear up anything there and then. At that point, I'm then going away and putting a proposal together for them. So if the client has gone ahead, they've signed up, they've paid the deposit, they've signed the contract, I then do a design discovery session. Now, here is where we're really going into depth, talking about the specifics of the website, the brand, and how everything's going to look. So I then ask them again who their dream client and target audience is. So I will go into depth asking, who's your dream client? Who are you out to impress? Are they male and female? How old are they? Where do they live? What's their family makeup? What job do they do? Typically, if they've answered a question or a similar question in the previous call, I will copy and paste the answer over and I will read the answer back to them and say to them, this is what you said last time. Is this still correct? Or is there anything we need to add to this? I'll then ask them what their dream client's behaviors, motivations, and aspirations are. And I ask them, what are their pain points? What are their problems, fears, and frustrations that you're going to help them with? How do you meet their needs? And can I see some examples of your dream clients? So for example, Instagram links. So these questions are just really good to really gain an understanding of who is going to be looking at this website, especially asking for examples of the customer if you can, because then you can go and get a feel about their style, who they are, what they are, what they sell, who, all that kind of great stuff. I then ask, what are some positive outcomes customers can have after working with you? And also, what are some risks or failures they may face if they don't work with you or buy from you, if they work or buy from someone else? So again, we're getting a really good idea about what the client can achieve and the positive outcome they can get from working with the client and the risks and failures of them not doing that. So again, this all kind of feeds back into the design of the site and understanding who the client is and who the person is that's going to be looking at this site. Because remember, we really want to set this up for success for our client. And in order to do that, we have to understand their client. I then ask them the goals that they want to achieve. So what are the 1 to 2 main goals you want to achieve with your website? Now, again, if they've answered this in the previous call, I will copy and paste this over. And for example, some of the goals could be to grow their email list and to generate membership signups. So it's whatever. I would only kind of stick to 2 at this point because you want really like the main goals. And always one of the goals is always going to be to generate sales, customers, leads, whatever, or, you know, whatever their business does as a whole, that's what they're going to want to do. But then there could obviously could be a secondary one. So like grow my email list or get more phone calls or get more physical visits to my brick and mortar business, that kind of stuff. Then we want to talk about navigation. So I'm then talking about pages and how we're going to lay the menu out. And just so we have like a final kind of final understanding of what pages we're actually working on and how the menu is going to look. So I literally have on my page numbers 1 to 7, and then I'm physically writing out homepage, about page, sales page, contact page, blog page, whatever it might be. I then talk about the things that I need from the client in terms of content. So I'll talk to them about a Google Drive or a Dropbox of their images, and they need to be high res. I need written copy for each page, badges for awards or anything you've been featured in, any logos, contact page, are we doing a form? If so, what form fields, what contact details are we adding, links to social media platforms? And I always say, if I can have the images, badges, and logos first, at least I can go away and start creating some designs. It's always good to have the copy as well, but at least if I've got the images, that's kind of the biggest thing. And we can then start actually making some designs. I'll then ask them for various logins. So maybe their email platform, or if they have an existing website, I'll ask for the login for that. I'll ask them if they have a lead magnet and if that's something we need to incorporate. And then we're going to talk about their style. So I ask questions like, so how would you like people to see your business? What should they think and feel when they see your brand? And what other brands reflect where you are trying to go? So again, I'm now asking again about any existing websites or brands and what they look like and what they love about them and where we're going to take inspiration from. We then specifically talk about colors and their color palette. And if they've got them, I'll ask them for the hex codes and examples and screenshots and Pinterest stuff. And then we're talking more about the graphic style. So is there kind of any graphical elements we want to incorporate in the site in any way? Any kind of like illustrations behind images, any really like specific things? And of course, we're also going to talk about fonts. And typically we want to have a primary heading, a secondary heading, body text, and accent text. And so it's really good to know each of those. And if they're custom fonts, we need the font files from the client or wherever we need to know where we can get them from. And so we can go ahead and use them. And if they don't have fonts or colors or anything like this, it's probably a really good idea to hopefully you've already upsold them some branding. And in terms of the design discovery session, that then gives me enough to go away and actually create some designs. So I've now left it with the client to say, here are your, here's everything I need from you. We already have agreed the deadline for when I'm going to have the content and the copy. And I can then go away and start creating some PDF designs of the homepage in order to establish the style for the rest of the site so I can get working. All of these questions are things that I have just built over time, and I probably will still add to this. This is an evolving thing, and it always will be. But I do know that by asking the right questions at the beginning has allowed me to make sure that my projects turn into a success, that I'm covering all the bases, that there's no, I'm not leaving anything to chance, or I'm not missing anything out, and I'm not going to get problems later down the line. I'm not going to get stuck with, oh, now I've got to create 50 pages and I only quoted for 5 and all that kind of stuff. So we just get a full picture. And I simply have this stuff in 2 separate Word documents that I have set up as templates. And each time the client comes along, I just copy the file and we create a new file for the client. And then we ask the questions. And then I have that to refer to all the time. Nice and simple and easy. And I know when I have web designers who reach out to me to talk to me about this stuff, if you don't have a form in place, you're not going to know what to ask. You're not going to be asking the right questions. One of my coaching clients said exactly the same thing to me when she came on board. She didn't have these certain documents in place. And so it was hard to get the information because it was always a case of feeling like she was winging it on the phone rather than having a structured document where she could literally just ask questions and get all the correct answers every single time. And then she was able to effectively go away and quote people. So if you don't have anything like this set up, I really hope you will go and set something up from today's episode. And obviously you can listen back and copy through my questions that I've read out and make your own document and customize it to fit your own business. But I truly, truly believe having something like this will absolutely be so helpful for your web design business.
Phew, what an episode. But don't disappear just yet. If you loved today's episode as much as I did and want to tell the world about it, then I'm going to ask you to please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a 5-star review. Not only will I love you forever, but every time I get an amazing review from one of my listeners, I do a happy dance, and it absolutely makes my day. I'll drop a link where you can leave me a 5-star review in the show notes. Thank you in advance, and I'll see you next time.